for joining us today for Sharing the Victory. All of us at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes wish you a Happy New Year. The NFL playoffs begin this weekend, and our special guest today is quarterback Kurt Warner, who is leading the Arizona Cardinals into the postseason for the first time in 10 years.
Everybody thought I was down and out, that I couldn't do it, and those are the perfect opportunities for God to work, because then everybody knows, hey, it has nothing to do with Kurt Warner. It's all about Jesus.
Also on the program, former Carolina Panthers defensive end Mike Rucker.
And it's about where you're putting your faith at. And if you put your faith in the Lord, all that other stuff will take care of itself.
And former Ohio State defensive tackle Joel Penton.
I took the step for myself to put my faith in Jesus, and my life was forever changed. And I was just a transformed, new person.
And if you haven't already, we'll tell you how to get a free trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. The host for Sharing the Victory is Ron Brown, assistant football coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and Ron is ready to get started with his first interview.
I'll tell you what now, you're going to be excited about my guest here on Sharing the Victory, and he just won't go away. Do you know that Kurt Warner just will not go away? He's been in the NFL for a lot of years. He's been a two-time MVP for the National Football League. He's been a Super Bowl champion. And right now, he has been guiding the Arizona Cardinals to a tremendous season. Kurt Warner, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good to be on.
Kurt, talk to us about you personally. I mean, you've had a storied career in the National Football League. Your name is, I think, well-recognized with the guy that came out of the grocery store and went on to be a star quarterback in the National Football League. And a rags-to-riches story, an American dream story for so many kids and so many people around the world. But, Kurt, also, as you've gone into your later years, you've bounced around from a couple of different teams, and perhaps there were times when maybe you were feeling like maybe this thing's over. What impact will you continue to have? And as we stand here talking today, God has just launched you and continually resurrects you into a very prominent position in this league as a star quarterback at the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, what's that been like for you? And describe how you get God's sense in all of that.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's obviously difficulties that go with it, because you always have, especially when you've had success, you always have this ideal of how things should work out and how they're going to, and once you make it to the top, how you're going to stay there and be in that position forever. But, you know, I've learned some valuable lessons throughout my career, and one of them is the fact that we have a chance to impact people no matter where we're at on the podium, you know, whether we're winning championships or, you know, whether we've been benched. And, you know, God showed me that a number of different times, is that it seems like everywhere I've been in my career that God lifted me up and then allowed some of that blessing from a worldly standpoint to be taken away. But what I realize is that I gain a lot of people's attention when I'm having success. But I hold their attention, and I have the greatest impact when things aren't going so good or things are taken away from that standpoint, because people get to see, okay, who is this guy? You know, a lot of people can stand up on a podium and give thanks to God or praise God or say all the right things. But it's when you're down and things aren't going so well that people get to see your real character.
Wow.
And that's what I've seen God do in every situation I've been in. You know, St. Louis, going to the Super Bowl podium, MVPs, whatever, and then being benched. You know, going to New York, and, you know, the year before they were 4-12. In my first seven games as a starter, we won five games. We won more games than they had won the whole last year. And then by week 9, I was benched again. You know, but I had a chance to gain people's attention, even in the 1 year stint that I was there. Same thing happened here. My first year here, we led the league in passing. You know, we're number one passing offense in the league. You know, and then had that position taken away from me. And so I've seen it happen time and time again. And, you know, I related a lot. I think God has spoken to me a lot that it's similar to a situation like with Job, is that, you know, one of the things that, you know, he said about Job very early on is, he said, you know, here, try my servant Job, because I know he can be faithful. And it's through his faithfulness that he's going to have the greatest impact. And I feel like God has looked at me in that esteem and said, hey, I know what he's done with the good times. Go ahead and take that stuff away from him, because that's where he's going to have even greater impact for me, you know, by standing up, continuing to profess me and glorify me in those times. And that's what I've learned, and that's the kind of stuff that keeps me going, is that God's just waiting for another opportunity to lift me up again, you know, to show that, hey, everybody thought I was down and out, that I couldn't do it, and those are the perfect opportunities for God to work, because then everybody knows, hey, it has nothing to do with Kurt Warner. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God doing something impressive with that life, because you make it available. And those are the things that I've learned in my career, and so I continue to try to just make myself available.
I tell you, that's a very profound answer, Kurt. We're talking to Kurt Warner, the outstanding quarterback with the Arizona Cardinals, having a great season. And I love what you say, that you get everybody's attention when you're having success, but you hold their attention when you're going through the trial. And I was reminded of what God tells us through the Apostle Paul in Philippians, that we're going to live a life as Christians of death, then resurrection, death, resurrection. Yeah. And it seems like that's the continual principle. Do you see that in your career as well? And do you see that in the game of life?
No question about it. You know, there's another sequence in there where Paul says, you know, I've learned how to abase and how to abound. Mm-hmm. I've learned how to live with plenty and I've learned how to live with little. And those are the things that I think life is all about. It's about learning how to be content with just Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether that's having a lot of money and whatever you want and getting worldly accolades, or whether that's not being in that position and, you know, and feeling sometimes like you're by yourself. I've learned those things, and I've come to understand that all I need is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And as long as I got him in my corner, everything's going to be just fine. And, you know, and he can use me in a powerful way. He can impact people's lives with mine in those times. And that is one of the things that I've learned throughout my career, because my career seemed to be one of those things where it's all about that. You know, one time everything's doing great, and the next time nothing seems to be going in my favor. Mm-hmm. But through it all, I've seen God impact people's lives. And how do you argue with that? You know, how do you argue with being benched on the football field when you know in some way, shape, or form it's going to have a lasting impact on the life of somebody else? I can't argue with those things. So I just keep pressing on, and I keep looking for God in every situation and say, hey, God, I know you're going to show up. I know you're going to be here. Just show me what you want me to do, and I'll do it for you. And inevitably, it kind of goes that way, up and down. But throughout, I'm holding hands with Jesus, and I'm walking with him everywhere I go. And he's been able to have impact with it, you know, each and every time.
Let's please keep Kurt Warner in our prayers as he leads the Arizona Cardinals in the playoffs. He's an inspirational guy. Oklahoma and Florida will play for the national championship this Thursday night. And coming up next, I'll talk to a guy who won a national title with Ohio State, Joel Penton, outstanding speaker and FCA representative from Ohio. Thanks for listening to Sharing the Victory, the national weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
His goal,
100 yards rushing.
Our goal, to keep him in bounds.
Headed to the sidelines. Can he stay in bounds?
While he covers the play, we cover his heart with the Word of God. Because with the Bible as his playbook,
touchdown,
he is certain to keep in bounds. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
It's an honor to have the community director for the Central Ohio FCA, Joel Penton, with us. Joel's a former football player and graduate of the Ohio State University. Joel, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thank you for having me on.
Joel, you have a very interesting background. I mean, you have been able to use your athletic ability to play at The Ohio State University, which is a very prestigious school. I mean, in fact, you were on a national championship team while you were there. I know that was special, but Joel, what we're talking about here today is far more important than waltzing out onto the field in front of thousands and millions on TV to play for Ohio State. You had an opportunity to walk through the threshold of the kingdom and to discover the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. When did that take place for you?
Well, I had grown up in the church, in Sunday school, you know, church every Sunday, but I didn't really get it. I didn't really grasp the concept of a relationship with Jesus. I didn't really get that I was a sinner separated from God and that I needed to put my faith in Jesus. I didn't get it until my freshman year, and really a youth pastor just kind of explained it to me, and so I took the step for myself to put my faith in Jesus, and my life was forever changed, and I was just a transformed new person, and all of a sudden I had new desires, I had new joy, I had a new life, and so I immediately began pursuing ways to best serve the Lord.
We're talking to the community director for the Central Ohio Fellowship of Christian Athletes and former Ohio State football player, Joel Penton. And in 2006, I believe that was your senior year, you received the prestigious Danny Warfel Trophy, also known as the Humanitarian Heisman. This trophy recognizes the nation's college football player who best combines exemplary community service with athletic and academic achievement. Tell us a little bit about that, Joel.
Yeah, well, I developed a significant concern for people that don't know him because I knew that my eternity was secure in Christ, and so I wanted to tell others about him. And so immediately I began telling other people, inviting them to my Bible study, inviting them to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes meetings at my high school. And then when I got to Ohio State, all of a sudden I had a platform. So I started getting invitations to go speak at the churches and schools and youth groups, and so I learned to articulate my faith. You know, we would get requests all the time to go out into the community and speak, and I just kind of decided, well, I'm just going to do every one I possibly can. So that meant I was speaking multiple times a week all throughout college, and I guess by the end of my career, I had never expected it, but I got to be recognized for that with that Warfel Trophy, and it was just an incredible blessing.
Well, that's a great honor, Joel. And now you get an opportunity, even in addition to your work with the FCA in Ohio, to speak around the country. Tell us about what you do at high schools during the course of a year.
Sure. We'll go and do a school, and we'll do a school assembly, high schools and middle schools, assemblies that are based on drugs and alcohol, abstinence, you know, character issues like that. Mm-hmm. But then we'll have an evening event that same evening where we invite the kids back and we share the gospel with them in the evening.
About how many high schools per year do you get to touch that way?
Probably close to 250 high schools.
Joel, thanks for being with us today on Sharing the Victory.
Thank you, Coach.
That was Joel Penton, the community director for the Central Ohio Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You know, I'm not a big guy on New Year's resolutions, but I do think it's a very important resolution to make in your heart, and that is that Jesus Christ will be first, that he will be the center in every phase of it, including sports. And since it's New Year's, we might as well make it a New Year's resolution, that Jesus will be number one. Coming up next on Sharing the Victory, Mike Rucker, former outstanding defensive lineman for the Carolina Panthers. You know, I had the opportunity a number of years ago to recruit Mike Rucker to the University of Nebraska. Relatively unknown, not highly recruited out of high school, this guy went on to have a great career at Nebraska, second-round draft pick with the Carolina Panthers, all-pro defensive end, and a great career. Now retired, but an outstanding spokesman for the Lord Jesus Christ as he's a commentator in the sporting world today. You're going to enjoy Mike Rucker next on Sharing the Victory.
At the start of the game, everyone wants to win.
Okay, let's get them on three. One, two, three, team!
In the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, everyone's a winner. Whether you're an athlete, coach, donor, or volunteer, you can help put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. Join FCA and stand in the winner's circle.
And that's the end of the game.
No matter what the scoreboard says. Learn more at FCA.org.
Hi, I'm Tony Dungy, head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, and you're listening to Sharing the Victory with Ron Brown.
It's a privilege and honor to welcome our guest today, Mike Rucker, the former great defensive end with the Carolina Panthers. He wore number 93. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Coach.
Mike, you've had a storied career, and for me personally to be able to see that from not quite the beginning, but in its beginning stages, I had the opportunity and the privilege to recruit you out of Benson High School in St. Joseph's, Missouri, and you went on to have a stellar career at the University of Nebraska. You were a second-round draft pick, and you went on to the NFL and now just finished up at 9 years in the National Football League. You were an All-Pro, you were in the Super Bowl team, and a great community member. But most importantly, what I love about you the most, Mike, is what Jesus Christ has done with you. When did Christ really impact your life? When did it really start to make that sense for you that Christ is the only answer?
Well, I tell you what, I grew up in a godly house, and mom and dad, well, you know, when I was young, they used to, you know, pull me scratching and screaming to church, vacation, Bible school, all that. And at that time, I didn't really know why. But now I do. You know, that foundation was being laid, and I didn't understand it at that time. But as I went to college, you know, I was like, I'm free, you know. And, you know, you have the opportunity and you have the option of either going left or going right. And my senior year, I did something to my groin area.
Right, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And this was supposed to be my best year ever. And I was looking forward to this year. First game against La Tech, I mess up my groin. Boom. Here I think the rest of the season is over. I think it's done. Why, Lord, why at this time? And, you know, at one point in time, you know, it was a couple games into the season, I was like, you know what, Lord, I give it all to you. If I don't play this game, I know you have a plan for me. So I give it up to you and I release it. And nothing happened. And I wasn't expecting anything to happen. But the last three games, which was against Colorado, against Arizona in the bowl game, and in the Senior Bowl, I had six sacks. Two sacks in each game,
right,
and MVP in each game, and was ended up going in the second round. And the Lord just showed me, he was like, if you just believe, I'll take care of everything else. Who would imagine me going the whole year with no sacks up to the last game of the season getting two, and then going to those two other games and getting two more apiece. Ended up with six sacks in 3 weeks, and then getting drafted second round. That was huge, and that showed me a lot that the Lord has a plan for me, and it's all about believing. And you know, and he's just laid the foundation when I was young and not knowing the foundation was being laid.
You know, Mike, you know, as I listen to your story, so many youngsters get very discouraged along the way. What do you say to these young guys who look up to you now, you've been through it, and as they go through the ups and downs, because it isn't going to be easy, you know there's going to be challenges, and a lot of them are going to fall off the wayside. They're going to get talked out of it, or they're going to get bummed out to the point where they just stop trying. What advice do you have to these young people who really want to see a great career, but you know the challenges that lie ahead?
I related back to myself when I was young playing peewee, and I told people my dream was to play in the NFL. And I can't tell you how many people would say, it's not going to happen, or do you know the percentages, you know, nice pipe dream. And one thing that I did is I set my mind, this is what I want to do, and I'm not letting anybody deter me from it. And I think these guys, they're going to be pitfalls. Someone's going to tell them they're going to be drafted first round, and they might not get drafted at all. I mean, there's going to be all kinds of scenarios. And it's about determination, and it's about where you're putting your faith at. And if you put your faith in the Lord, all that other stuff will take care of yourself. You might be a free agent. Mm-hmm. You might go a free agent. The Lord will take you 3 years from now, and next thing you know, you might sign the biggest free agent contract known to man. So the thing about what today brings, you can't put all your hopes in those baskets. Keep your hope in the Lord. Stay focused on Him. Don't be discouraged. Set your goals, your focus. If this is what you want to do, do it. And there's going to be pitfalls. It's not going to work out real easy the first time around. But if you stick to your game plan, stick with your prayer, things will happen the way that they need to be happening. They're supposed to happen.
We're talking to Mike Rucker, the former great Carolina Panthers defensive end. And Mike, as we close the time here with you, is there a verse from God's Word that has struck you that's really been very inspirational to you over the years?
You know, it's one that you know, everybody knows. It's John 3:16. I think it's simple, and it hits home. And you can apply that to any situation that you're having, any storm that you're going through, and come back to that. That's where it's at to me, is that there will be times where you think you can do things yourself, or you'll try doing things yourself, and you're going to fall every single time. And it's like a kid, you know, you're going to keep stumbling, you're going to keep stumbling. But once you understand where it's coming from and where the power's at, that's when you begin to walk. And it's going to be a continuous thing, always. You're always going to be walking, and you're walking towards the Lord. And I think John 3:16 always brings it home to me.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. Well, Mike, thanks for being on our show and being such an inspiration.
I appreciate you, Coach, and what you have done in my life. I appreciate you having me on.
God bless you, Mike. It's Mike Rucker, the former great Carolina Panthers, with us today on Sharing the Victory. Don't go anywhere, because coming up next, I'm going to give you your final opportunity. Now, you heard me. I said your final opportunity to get a free trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. Also, FCA President Les Steckel's in the house for Coach's Corner. That's next on Sharing the Victory.
At FCA, we're touching millions one heart at a time. Since 1954, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been putting the heart and soul in sports by challenging athletes and coaches to impact the world for Jesus Christ. As the largest sports ministry in the world, FCA now reaches over 2 million people annually on the professional, college, high school, junior high, and youth levels. Through this shared passion for athletics and faith, lives are changed one heart at a time. Learn more at FCA.org. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, host Ron Brown talks to Tennessee Titans linebacker David Thornton.
As Christians, you know, we definitely should do things not only just the right way, but in a godly way.
And Wes Neal, the author of a handbook on athletic perfection.
Circumstances can tell us what strategy to use in a game, but it doesn't dictate our effort. And our effort is to be like Jesus in everything we do.
We'll also hear about FCA Golf's outreach on the professional tour. Join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Sharing the Victory. Hi, I'm Ron Brown. Now, this is it. Your last opportunity to get our free offer. We want to give you a free trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. Just go to this website, stvfree.com. That's stvfree.com. Fill out the form. It's that easy. Just go to stvfree.com and sign up for 3 free issues to Sharing the Victory magazine. Up next, FCA President Les Steckel with Coach's Corner.
Happy New Year. May it be a year of good health and great opportunities, and one full of the blessings of God in every area of your life. Perhaps you've already compiled your list of New Year's resolutions. As a football coach for more than 30 years, I prefer to call resolutions goals. There's just something about crossing that goal line. But whether you're a football coach or a business leader or a homemaker, I think it's very important you have goals. Without specific goals, it's too easy to become complacent and accept mediocrity. The reason some people choose not to set goals is that they don't know how to set them, or they think it may be too much trouble, or that maybe the goals won't be achieved and they'll become discouraged. The new year is very young, of course, but if you haven't set your goals for 2009 yet and really would like to do so, here are some helpful suggestions to get started. One of my favorite Bible teachers and a personal friend, Dr. Charles Stanley, offers several questions to ask yourself when you make goals of any kind. First, ask, am I making specific, reasonable, and measurable goals? Fuzzy, impractical goals that can't really be determined as to whether you've succeeded will be frustrating and unlikely to be achieved. Second, ask yourself, do I have a plan for achieving these goals? Have you honestly taken into consideration where you are now in working towards this plan? Third, you will want to ask yourself whether you have set goals in all areas of your life, and have you kept a balance in your life? As president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, we emphasize balance with our staff and the Bible verse, Luke 2:52, that talks about how we should improve socially, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Fourth, and certainly very important, you will want to make sure you ask yourself if these new goals of yours line up with the Scripture and your understanding of God's purpose for your life. And finally, ask yourself if you are willing to pay the price to succeed and achieve these goals. Often that's where goal setting dries up and remains unfulfilled. Do not let that happen to you this year. Don't be discouraged if you find yourself temporarily off course. Keep focused on your plan and ask God to guide you in every step you make. Remember, Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your activities to the Lord, and your plans will be achieved." The very best to you for 2009.
Hey, there's some great football on TV this week. The NFL playoffs, the national championship game. Enjoy it. Get some friends over, fellowship. I'll tell you, it'll be fun to watch some great football, won't it? And I'm looking forward to talking to you next week with another outstanding program. We'll have David Thornton, the linebacker for the Tennessee Titans, with us. Wes Neal, a guy that's been very inspirational to me, author and speaker on how to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ through your athletic performance, will be with us. And we'll learn how FCA golf is touching lives on the professional tour. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? Have a great week from all of us here at Sharing the Victory.
Don't forget that you have until Monday, January 5th, to get three free issues of Sharing the Victory magazine. Go to our special website right now to get the free offer from Sharing the Victory magazine. The website is stvfree.com. That's stvfree.com. Thanks for listening today, and make plans to join us next weekend at the same time for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.